Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Look at this from the Sun-Times. For the first time in decades, the state's attorney's office was employing an overarching and data-trusted crime-fighting strategy rather than just racking up convictions. And it was a strategy built on principles of social justice, making our streets safer without mindlessly filling up jails. They're talking in this editorial in the Sun-Times about Kim Fox's office and how they're not just putting anybody in jail because they ripped somebody off. They're going after a real crime. It's exactly what Fox had promised. Not that ripping somebody off for less than $1,000 isn't a crime, but they're prioritizing it. According to preliminary data from the University of Chicago Crime Lab, they write, the strategy is working. Our streets are, in fact, safer. Today, we strongly endorse Kim Fox in the Democratic primary for another term as Cook County State's Attorney. Whoever wins the primary, almost certainly in Cook County, is going to win the race. So really, they're saying Kim Fox gets to keep her job if they had their way. What about Smollett? They say Fox bundled that case. She really messed up. And we're not convinced her only mistake was, as she contends, a lack of transparency. We endorse her all the same. The editorial page editor at the Chicago Sun-Times is on line 7. Tom McNamee joins us again. Hi, Tom. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, John. Good to talk to you again.
Can we trust Kim Fox?
Can we trust her? That's a good question. I think we can. I think she's a person of integrity. You know, I'm expecting this endorsement to get some interesting reaction. And so far, John, it hasn't happened. I was expecting to see my email box filled up with people upset that we would endorse the person who let Jussie Smollett walk. And it hasn't happened. We're actually getting kind of the opposite, but that'll change. I'll hear from those people eventually. I think our view was there's a philosophy of justice that we believe in, which is we have to take bad people off the streets. We have to make people safer than we are. And we have to do it in a larger way that doesn't take low-level offenders, you know, like 19-year-old kids who are shoplifters, and put them in jail. Because, frankly, nobody comes out of jail a better citizen. And it's a tough balance, and I don't pretend that there isn't a tension between those two things. We could lock up everybody in the world, and our streets would be safer. But in the long run, I'm not sure those people wouldn't just be more dangerous than they are. So it's good. To make your question, can we trust her? I think we can. I think what I'm saying is we trust the philosophy, and we trust what she's done so far, except with Jussie Smollett.
Well, but see, that's
really
it.
Screwed up.
Right. Not only did she screw up, I mean, as you acknowledge, it was more than just a lack of transparency. I'm not sure that something more sinister than that wasn't happening there. And I'm also bothered by the fact that because it was embarrassing or worse, she was not honest with us. So if something happens again and those factors come into play and she deceives us again, you know, shame on, what is it? Shame on you if you fool me once. Shame on me if you fool me twice. So that's it. I don't care about Jussie Smollett, but I care about that.
I actually agree with you a lot. And one of the considerations we had in doing this was, when is Dan Webb going to come out with his report?
Yeah. He's the guy that's looking into this. Yeah.
Yeah, because you, as you say, what happens if the report comes out and it shows a much deeper sort of cynicism and insider politics than we can imagine? That would make us look a little silly to endorse her if it's bad enough, right? On the other hand, I think there's a really good bet that Dan Webb is not going to come out with that report before March 17th, before the primary. He's a pro, and I think he knows he'd look like Jim Comey if he came out with that report just before the election. So we sort of have to go with what we know.
Editorial page editor at the Sun-Times, Tom McNamee, is on a phone line. Look, before we, maybe we don't need to spend any more time on the Jussie Smollett thing, but I'm a little intrigued by this idea. The threshold used to be, I think, $300. Now it's $1,000. If you steal for $999 in Chicago, we will not treat that as a felony theft. You'll still be in trouble for it, but not very much. What happens to those people that steal $800 worth of stuff from me or from a store?
Well, as you say, the problem is they don't charge until it's up to $1,000. Prior to this, they would charge you at $300. Now, there is, once again, there is no 100% right or wrong here. One of the things I try to do as an editorial page director is try to get across the notion that there is no black and white. There is no absolute right and wrong. There's a question of trying to balance things. So in this particular case, I actually think it makes sense not to spend your resources, which are limited in Cook County, going after shoplifters up to $1,000, when you could be spending that time on people who are serious criminals with guns.
Go ahead, Tom.
The other reason for that is when they do the research, what you find out is that if you charge people who are shoplifters at the level of, say, $500 or $600, the store owners don't show up for court.
Yeah.
The store owners don't pursue it. They want to get the message out there: we don't tolerate shoplifters. So they call these, you know, they call the cops. The cops charge people. But the store owners, frankly, have gotten what they want. So what happens with so many of these charges under $1,000 is they get dropped because the witnesses don't show up.
Well, I don't know about that. All I know is what a message that sends to all of us, that if you steal $750 of stuff from me, we're going to treat that like it's nothing, because heaven forbid we put you in Cook County for a while and then you come out worse for it. I mean, that's an unintended consequence, but shouldn't there be some consequence for stealing from people?
What we have said in the past, actually, since you brought it up, we don't get into the – what we said in the past is $1,000 might be too high, $300 is too low, somewhere in the middle might be someplace there could be a compromise.
Okay, but that's a crazy conversation to me still. I mean, listen, I don't want to cut off our nose to spite our face. Let's not make things worse here. But really, you and I are now negotiating how much we're willing to let people steal from us before we do anything about it. That's crazy.
No, it's not crazy, John. We do it every day. That's what our laws do. You and I do that every day. You and I would both agree that you wouldn't put a guy in Cook County jail for a $50 shoplifting. I think we'd both agree you wouldn't do it for $100. So at some point in each of our own minds, we are already making those decisions about where to draw the line.
Okay, so then, and rather than waste time and money and resources on that, she's going after gun crimes, more serious crimes, and at the end of the day, we are safer as a result, and that was her campaign promise, that's her initiative, and Tom, you're telling me that's working, right?
It's, you know what, I think it's working, it's really not working. You know, we give the examples, gun crimes have gone down in these specific communities where this gun crime unit has gone into effect. Violent crime in Chicago continues to go down. I don't think she gets all the credit or even most of the credit for that, but it happened on her watch. I don't see anything to say that the city's blowing up with more crimes than her. I see modest indications that it's going in the right direction, and I don't see the other folks as being an alternative to her.
If you do not already, today would be a good day to subscribe to a newspaper like the Chicago Sun-Times, the editorial page editor. Tom McNamee is on a phone. Tom, I always enjoy your conversation.
Can I just say one thing, by the way? You know, as I was on the train when I got the call from your producer.
Yeah.
I just want to say how much I appreciate the fact you still do this. Do you know how few radio outlets nowadays, especially in AM, spend any time talking about local news in a thoughtful way like this? It just doesn't happen. So, for the record.
Well, I'm going to play that again on the radio someday, Tom. You keep doing what you do, my friend. Thank you for that.
All right. Take care. Are we all done?
Yes. The interview is over now, Tom. I'm hanging up on you.
See you later, John. Take care. Bye-bye.